path of time. And yet I fight, and yet I fight this battle all alone, with no one to cry to, and no place to call home.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is us from the Broad and Hazy podcast. Just letting you guys know that probably going to take a little bit of a hiatus here over the winter holidays. So
and fucking stay tuned for fucking season two of the Broad and Hazy podcast. Yeah. We put out 30 episodes, I think.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. That's a bunch of cover songs. Also, speaking of cover songs, that was Alice in Chains. The song Nutshell off the album Jar of Flies. You can't go wrong with Alice in Chains, so.
No.
I didn't cover it as good as Lane Staley. The late, great Lane Staley could have sang it.
And what was his name? Cantrell, too.
Jerry Cantrell. Yeah fucking. So we're already a little drunk. We're not going to do a beer review right now. We just recorded an episode. There was some whiskey involved and some off-topic banter, which worked out pretty well. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up. That's the episode about Dingleberry Cooper, yep. I think is what his acronym is.
Yep.
I think that's what I assume the DB is.
Dingleberry or Dick Butt.
Dick Butt, Dingleberry, you know, yeah. Probably something common like that.
Yeah. And yeah. People have those names like that. But yeah.
People have names like that.
So I think this would kind of be right here, probably kind of a year-end review. You kind of want to wrap it up like that.
So how did you feel about this fucking, I don't know what, 30, divided by 4 or something? How many, how long we've done this podcast now?
I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been fucking great.
Yep. And big thing is, when it comes to our listeners, we really appreciate you guys listening to our podcast.
Hell yeah, man.
Whatever feedback you can give. And we've had fun making it and hope you've had fun listening to it. I mean,
yeah, man, we just fucking get trashed. We come up with a topic and then we just ramble on and usually we fall off topic. That's the broad part. Amazing parts of drunkenness. So
when it was your idea to do this podcast, unlike what Crazy Chick said, that was her idea.
yeah.
What was your initial intention with this podcast?
I don't know. I like the conversations that you and I have when we're drunk. You know, we gotta kind of clean it up a little bit.
I mean, we're doing this, so.
But, and then I like that one of the first episodes we did was about cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, well, maybe I can do a cover song on the episode. Yeah. And then from then on, I've done a cover, which is cool because I get to, like, give myself a good reason to fucking focus.
Keep playing
and guitar. Play guitar and have an outlet there. There are people on YouTube, though, who are considerably better than me. I was going to say, in this season, there's an episode. I don't think I mentioned it on the episode, but the episode where I covered Hey Ya by Outkast, the Atlanta rap group.
Yeah.
There's a guy on YouTube who does a fucking ridiculously good cover of that. His name's Obadiah Parker. If you look him up, that's the
Obadiah.
That's the
sounds
version.
Like he's from the Deep South.
That's the version that you want of the acoustic version of Hey Ya. That Obadiah Parker, his covers are really good. And you should check him out.
So we're
gonna how do you feel about about the podcast or whatever?
I had a lot of fun doing it, and it's been a great help to me with my speaking ability.
That's true.
In the earlier episodes, I mumble a lot. I mean, I still fall into that mumbling shit every now and then.
I feel like as the drunker you get, the more mumbly you get.
Well, yeah, it's helped me work through a lot of my anxieties in terms of speaking and shit like that. And so a lot of it. It helped me a lot, so I appreciate that.
And I like coming down here and
yeah,
filling this table with empties as fast as we can.
Yeah, it's super cool the next day when I wake up and I'm like, fuck, my apartment's trashed.
Yeah. But yeah, we've left your apartment trashed, and I bring my little dog here. I have a fucking little dog.
She cleans up most of the mess, which is awesome.
I mean, if there's food on the floor, but sometimes she leaves a poop on the floor.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, it's like a fucking, it's a trade-off, you know. That fucking, man, them little dogs, they're hard to potty train. Like, she knows... especially now when it's cold, she knows she's supposed to go outside.
Yeah.
She does not.
It's cold outside.
Cold out there. I remember in Alaska when she lived there, she going outside in -10. Like I, you know, there's this fluid in your joints, and it does
stiffens up.
It doesn't have a high freezing point. It freezes.
Mm.
And in someone as small as her, her little joints freeze up. Dude, it literally takes like 5 seconds in her little joints. She can't move her little legs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just like put a poop pad down and she fucking uses that. But then sometimes she's like, I don't want to use that. And she fucking poops wherever she wants.
So, fucking anyways, going forward with, I guess, what we're going to call... Season 2 coming up.
Yeah, season 2 is coming up of the Broad and Hazy podcast.
I think we're going to maybe start incorporating some video in there. Is that the plan?
I think we could probably do that. Yeah. I fucking bought this. You bought a camera, and then we just haven't had the balls to fucking use it. So I think we fucking put that tripod on the end of the table, point it downstream. I think we'll be good.
Yep.
We appreciate anybody who's been paying attention to the social media shit. We try to put the stuff that we're doing in the fights we get in or whatever the fuck, you know, even after the episode. You know, sometimes there's some interactions between Jeffrey and I or Jeffrey and our friends. It's a fucking great time. I'm really glad we're doing the podcast. I'm really glad, and that's definitely one thing I gotta say that benefits me the most is like I get to do these songs and it forces me to focus on these songs and shit. And if you fucking like those songs, hey, check out the playlist we're putting together. You know, there's none of my shit on there, so you'll be
I'll throw some shit on there.
Relieved to hear there's none of my actual fucking songs that I wrote on there. But you know, there's songs that I listen to, songs that I've covered, and you can actually hear the way it was intended to be sung.
Yeah, going forward in this upcoming new year,
2022. Right. The fucking
a lot of twos,
yeah, though. Fucking Corvid is gonna be on the fucking the Zulu variant. You know?
Yeah, I saw you the DLC map they put out, right?
For what?
For COVID, there's like a map.
Yeah,
strains they're releasing.
Yeah, man,
it's a bunch of conspiracy bullshit. I thought it was funny though.
But. I don't know, man. I mean. Corvid's fucking crazy. I honestly think like it's something that you need to be like protecting protectful of yourself from. Like you don't want to be in someone's spittle projections and shit. But more than before 2019. But I really feel like it was man-made, and then it like maybe got away. I don't think it's like a bio thing.
I think it was mostly negligence.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Human Coronavirus Research Facility is in Wuhan, China. And I just feel like negligence is probably rampant in the entire country in every regard. Like, I don't like people who fucking team up with Putin. I don't like countries that are like dick riding Vladimir Putin. I don't trust those motherfuckers, man. Oh,
that's when it comes to the trust of the Russians. there's a biological thing in me that's like, fuck Russia.
I don't think it's biological. I think it's like...
No, it's, there's something deeply ingrained there.
Why, no, man. I think it's just like...
Something? Yeah.
No? Yeah. No, I don't think... I don't think it's biological. I think it's... the Russians have been pretty fucked up, like, yeah, your whole life and your parents' whole life. And they've been telling you that. Every villain in a movie from 1980 to 1999... was Russian.
Or German. Hans Gruber.
I mean there's some Germans. Yeah. There's some Germans.
Right. I mean, on my father's side, at least, my father's ancestry had the unfortunate luck of being stuck between those two countries. Germany and Russia. Being right between those two didn't play out too well.
Not for them.
It kind of went back and forth until recently.
Fuck them both.
Fuck Germany. Fuck Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, Russia more, though. Yeah. I mean,
I fucking don't know why they're so patriotic.
Because it's Russia.
Yeah, I know. You get killed if you're not patriotic.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
I do. I do. I think Vladimir Putin's worse than V.I. Lenin. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe Vladimir Putin's great. Russia seems to be doing really well
Between Lenin and Stalin. Sorry, I think those two guys were way worse than Putin. And granted, Putin's a piece of shit, but I think Lenin and Stalin.
God damn, I can't. Worse. I just can't help but think. But is this not a dictator? Like, he's been in charge since I was born.
Oh yeah, he invented an office for himself to get into that didn't have term limits.
Like, what the fuck, man? Like, it just seems crazy. I mean, I don't live there, and I don't have to deal with that with their bullshit. Yeah.
Well, Western Russia doesn't seem all that bad. Like,
seems, you know, pretty
Moscow,
bad.
Moscow, Kaliningrad, enclave, and shit. Doesn't seem too bad.
Seems pretty bad.
Well, I don't know. I've never
been there. It's not in fucking New York where you can go fucking get tacos and then go across the street and go see fucking Lovely the Band or something. Seems like a real shithole if you're asking me.
Yeah, it's cold and it's dark, and the Russian people definitely have a certain personality type.
And the Russian culture is fucked up, and the Russian government's fucked up, and the... Yeah.
I think they shouldn't have gotten rid of imperialism. I think Russia did way... I mean, no, that's not true, because under the Romanovs, shit was
fucked.
I have
no idea what you're talking about, but feel like New York
wasn't any better.
And Los Angeles are probably a lot more fun than fucking Moscow.
I don't know, dude. There's a lot of vodka and a lot of cheap hookers in Moscow. It sounds like
there's a lot of vodka and a lot of cheap hookers in New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so we just wanted to fucking... we're going to pop on. Quick episode. Almost done here. And just to let you guys know, we're going to take a couple weeks off. We got the holidays coming up, and we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, yeah. Kwanzaa, and the whatnots.
Hanukkah for you one listener in Israel.
We have one listener on the map in Israel. I actually don't think they're Jewish. I think they're Palestinian. I think they're Palestinian, because when you zoom in real close, they're right on
the West Bank.
Yeah.
So what do I know? There's an Islamic holiday, Ramadan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so happy Ramadan. Wait, as well.
Is that now?
I don't know how Muslim holidays work.
That's the holiday I know. So I was like, you are right. That is a Muslim holiday. Yeah, so like Ramadan, Passover, or whatever. Lonely and living in your apartment by yourself sniffing cocaine, well, that's a pretty happy day too. So if you're doing that next week.
It's good cocaine.
Yeah.
You can't find that.
Not Washington cocaine like we discussed. But yeah, so we'll be back after the holidays, and we'll be back in full force.
We might actually hop in for a minute or two, just say hi on Christmas. What's going on?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So we appreciate you guys very much. Thank you very much, and we will see you next year, 2022.
Happy New Year.